Revelation chapter 21. Verses 3 and 4. John writes, "And I heard the great voice out of heaven saying, Behold the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I have been touched by what John said in verse 5. Really says that he heard the one on the throne make the statement, Behold, I make all things new. That is what has captured my mind and my thoughts. I realize it's hard to imagine something other than what we have here. Hard to imagine a place where there is no heartaches and sorrows, a place where there is no crime and violence, but is talking about such a place. We looked up couple of weeks ago at what John said about a new creation, how that all of the things that we are seeing now, one day God will make it all new. Then we talked about a new city, how that John described it in the second verse. But as John continues, John talks about and you communicate bad words, communicate insight group of people sharing up, saying up totality and benefits and Shauna describes such a community. There are a couple of things that he describes. First of all, God says that we'll be blessed by the presence of God. Firstly, God says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is within, and he will dwell within, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. There is a time John describes that God will give himself to his children forever. I am reminded how that God in the book of Exodus designed the Old Testament tabernacle. God designed it and gave it all to Moses how to build it. The Bible says in Exodus 25:8, God is talking, says, and let him bring me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. That word dwell simply means tabernacle. As they would travel through the wilderness, they would stop on occasion and they would set up the tabernacle and they would camp all around it. God would manifest his presence in a pillar of fire and cloud. While they were there, they would worship God. But they realized that that wasn't permanent. That tabernacle was only temporary. And then we come to shot the first chapter. And John writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he says that the Word was a flesh and dwelled among us. And John said, we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There again, John hears the Word dwelt. When he said he dwelt among us, that is that Word tabernacled again. John was saying that Jesus, God himself, wrapped up in human flesh, tabernacled among us. It had to be wonderful for them to walk and talk, fellowship, and eat with Christ. What a job that must have been. I think about how wonderful had to be when the Christ was among them. I think about how wonderful when they worshiped around the tabernacle. But all of that was temporary. Christ ascended back to the Father. But now, John tells us something new. John says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. There again, that idea, God dwelling among his children. But this is permanent. This isn't temporary. This isn't something that'll pass away. But God is going to permanently manifest his hell personally to all of his children forever and ever. I think about how wonderful that it is now when we worship God and God manifests his presence. But I like what Archie Lee said one time. Archie Lee said that music and worship this side of heaven would be like a bumblebee in a jar compared to worship in heaven. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when God dwells among us and He tabernacles with His children forever and ever? I realize our worship here is special, thrilling, exciting. But even here, things get in our way. Our minds get distracted. Our bodies grow weary. Obligations call us elsewhere. But can you imagine? There's going to be a day. Our minds will be on Him. Our hearts will be on Him. Our bodies won't grow weary. Our thoughts won't be elsewhere. And we'll be able to worship Him seeing like we desire to now. I have a longing. I have a desire to worship Him here. I desire to experience Him in this setting. But what will it be when we get over there? When we're able to lay aside this old body of flesh, our eyes see Him, our hands lifted in praise. What a time that'll be in heaven. So John says, there will be blessed by the presence of God. But then John also says about that community that will be blessed by the absence of grief. Notice verse 4 shares some wondrous things all of the great things that will be there. John tells us some things that will God be there. All that John describes is a list of things that create hurts, heartaches, grief in our souls. But John says, and God shall wipe away all tears today who among us doesn't shed tears? Among our group today hasn't wept because of things in this life. Tears are found in every culture. I realize tears are the same in America as they are in China. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter who you are. But we all have times shed tears. John says there's coming a day when God will wipe away all tears from our eyes. For God to do that is the idea that He'll wipe away everything that causes tears to be shed. Probably a week doesn't go by, but what we shed tears. Probably a day doesn't pass often, but what something breaks our heart, troubles our heart, brings tears to our eyes. John said, God's going to wipe it all away. Then he goes on and he says, and there shall be no more death. I realize in the millennial kingdom, death will be rare, but it will still happen. But John says there's coming a day that there'll be no more death. God will banish death over there without exception. We all have experienced the heartache of death's touch. Maybe it was a husband or a wife. Maybe a child. Maybe a mother or a father. Possibly a grandparent or a friend. But it all leaves its sting on our hearts. I'll be honest, often we handle that loss over time fairly well. But there are occasions out of the blue, tears swell up in her eyes, thinking about her loved ones that have died. But John says, over there, there'll be no more death. There'll be no funeral homes. There'll be no cemeteries. There'll be no farewells in that city. All of that passed away. But John also says there'll be no more sorrow. That word sorrow speaks of grief or mourning, sadness of any kind. We can't escape that here at all. At times, sorrows come to our hearts. Something said for crying. That word crying is different than the word tears. This word runs much deeper. This word speaks of deep anguish and hurts that calls an outcry. There are times that we shed tears, but then there are times that we just cry. There have been times that over a burdened heart, trials of life, disappointments, heartaches, sadness, that you just weep, cry loudly. As a pastor, I've been around a lot of death. Been around more death than I would have rather seen in life. At times I have sat with families and thank you, their loved one was ready to meet the Lord. And they wept. They cried tears because of their sadness. But I've had the occasion, not often, but a few times, I have been with families when their loved one has died. They cried loudly, said, "Preacher, I don't know they were ready. I don't know that they went to heaven. I'm afraid they were lost. I'll be honest, those weren't just tears, but they were outright grinding with anguish of heart. John said, there'll be no more. There'll be nothing that breaks our heart, shatters our dreams, fractures our relationships. But then John says, neither shall there be any more pain. That tells us that there'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more disease that causes any pain. There are among us today, there are many that live their lives with pain. Every day they get out of bed till they go to bed at night. Their body is racked with pain. But John says, over there, there'll be no more pain. I believe that God says also, there'll be nothing that causes pain anymore. There are moms and dads that live with pain in their heart because of children that don't know the Lord. There are children that have pain in their heart because a mom and dad don't know God. Over there, there'll be nothing to cause hearts filled with pain ever again. John closes that out, says, for the former things are passed away. John says, all of these things that cause hurt, cause pain, cause sadness, cause sorrow, sickness, disease, death, troubles, heartaches. John says, they're all passed away. What a time. What a day that's going to be. We sang the song together last Sunday as a congregation at the end, where it says, won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, joyously singing, heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? I'm headed that way, folks. I'm looking for that city. I'm looking for a place where we'll have His presence like we've never had it here. What a time around the throne of God, praising, adoring, worshiping our Lord without any restrictions, without any problems, without any burdens, without any cares, without any sorrows, not worried about anything, not thinking about tomorrow, not worried about work or situations of life. Won't it be wonderful over there? That's what the Lord gave me today to share with you. Oh, I hope it encourages your heart like it does mine. How it thrills my soul to realize our Lord is preparing that place for us. And one day I'll see it for myself. I'll experience it all myself because of His grace and love. Brother Kevin, could you give us a song and we'll stand. There may be a need somebody's heart today. There may be somebody, maybe in your family, maybe a friend, maybe a co-worker, somebody that you would say today, preacher, I know I'll be there, but they may not. Maybe you'd like to come bound and halter, ask God to touch their hearts, help you to be a light. They may see Christ, accept Him before it's too late. Let's all stand while we sing.